Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions today in my lucky dip. The first one comes from Catherine. I feel like I'm never stylish. Is it that my lack of shape means clothes don't fit or flutter? I'm also short, which doesn't help. Any suggestions? So this is where we have to understand the way clothing manufacturers are making clothes. Is what they want to do is get each garment onto the maximum number of bodies as such much of the time. And so therefore they're not fitting clothes terribly well. So if you happen to have a less curvy shape and you're trying on clothes that are more suited to a curvy shape, they are not going to flatter you terribly well. You might be able to get them on your body, but they're not going to look great. Also, if your proportions aren't standard, so the way manufacturers make clothing is to a certain kind of one head length, you know, the bust peak is here, the waist is here, there's certain exact proportions. If your bust peak is not at the same spot as they have it, if your waist is not the same spot as they are manufacturing for, then the fit will be off as well. So this is where you may need to think about having alterations for clothes. Just expect that if you don't have a manufacturing standard body shape, which most of us don't, then you may need to get some alterations. That is completely normal. I remember watching an interview with somebody who was wardrobe for a TV show who said that every single garment those stars are wearing on that TV show, every character, every piece has been altered to fit that person. And these are people who have got, you would look at and think they're very manufacturing standard bodies in many ways, but still everything is altered to fit. So it looks perfect from every angle. Now you may not want to go to the same extent as they do, but certainly knowing where things fit and where things don't, and also what works for your shape. So learning what works for your shape. So if you've got a straighter shape, don't be looking for clothes that are made for a curvy shape. They're just not going to look good on you. So this is why I've got my body shape calculator quiz. If you want to figure out your body shape, and you can get your body shape Bible, which gives you some tips on how to flatter your shape. And of course, if you'd like my professional opinion about your body shape and go really in depth on what works for you, that's all in my 7 Steps to Style program. So I would say that part of what you need to do is A, learn about what works for you and your unique shape, and B, get some alterations. You're probably going to need them, you know, we all really do. So you are not unique or individual in that way. This is a common issue so many women have. My next question comes from Marjorie, and she says, I would really love to wear a dress or a skirt, something more feminine in the way of clothing. I mostly wear trousers and mid-length tops because I'm overweight, so I'm inclined to be self-conscious if wearing something different. I find it hard to dress up in these times. You know, it is hard during COVID when you don't have to go anywhere to dress up. For an example, I bought a bowler style hat last year and I haven't had the courage to wear it yet. Now there's a couple of little things here. One is how to dress more femininely and the other is how to wear my bowler hat. So I would recommend, you know, take that bowler hat out for a run. Very often we feel uncomfortable trying something different or new because it is different or new, and we feel we're going to draw attention to ourselves and that's going to be negative and we're going to get negative attention. You know what? Most people when they see someone out wearing a bowler hat, they go, wow, I wish I had the guts to wear that bowler hat, or don't they look fabulous? They don't think that you're ridiculous or anything like that. So one of the things to do is actually force yourself to do it. And this is part of what the psychology behind my Evolve Your Style challenges is all about. And like, they're very simple challenges. But it is, you know, for you wearing a skirt or a dress, which may be somebody else's every day, that's the easy thing for them. For you feels harder. So part of it is just doing it. Just going, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to wear it every day for a week. And you know what happens is you start to desensitize yourself and you'll start to notice that you don't get horrible negative criticism and that people don't react to you poorly, and that it actually then gives you more confidence to expand that comfort zone. So in many ways, what can happen is we've got so used to wearing something like the same pair of pants and a, you know, a longish top, and our comfort zone's got tiny, tiny, tiny. And every time we do something a little bit different, we expand that comfort zone a little bit until eventually we can wear lots of different things and feel comfortable in them. But we have to push outside our regular sort of, you know, style and what we're really used to. And the thing is, people get very used to you wearing something different very quickly. know, you may get a few comments, but usually what you'll get is some compliments, and that's never a bad thing. But it is getting used to that and doing something a little bit different and new and expanding, which is why, like, if you want to think about, if you're stuck in a style rut, and this is what's happened when we've our comfort zones, you know, contracted to be quite tiny, we've got stuck in a real style rut. And this is where I would really recommend that you do my Evolve Your Style Challenge, because you'll be amazed at how fast you get out of that and how you start looking at your wardrobe, your clothes and your style with new, fresh eyes and really start honing and developing your style incredibly quickly. The changes I've seen in the 31 days of this challenge is amazing, and just how much more stylish you become really quickly. And it really doesn't make weight's got nothing to do with it. There are, you know, you can look great at any weight. It's just a matter of finding the styles and the clothes that work for you. So wear the hat. Last question comes from Michelle. My style shifts with different workplaces, cultures and activities, and I'm not quite non-conformist, whilst also being comfort orientated. I would like to add a piece or two from current trends to wear with my existing wardrobe, which is from past seasons. How do I do this in a way that ties the new with the old? Now, this is quite an interesting, like, little thing to think about. For if you have a shifting style, this is quite common. There are many people who go, well, I'm in different occasions, so I need to wear different sorts of clothes. Some people are more uniform dressers, and some people like more variety. And I do talk about this on the blog. And also too, is we've noticed it in our 16 style types work, that there are some personality styles that are much more chameleon-like, where they really enjoy wearing completely different sorts of things. And there's others who are more comfortable wearing a kind of a narrower set of sort of clothes and tend to wear more similar things all the time. But of course, lifestyle and occasion will always dictate different sorts of clothing as well. So being nonconformist, this is fine. That's your personality, and it's important to be authentic and true to who you are. You don't have to wear what everybody else is wearing. There's no law that says that, unless you have to wear a uniform. And then you do. But if you're not in a uniform environment, generally people who are nonconformist will generally not allow themselves to work in those uniform environments, because it doesn't allow them that self-expression that they really desire. And of course, comfort is an important part of many of our, you know, personal style kind of guidelines. I know for me, comfort's massively important, but it doesn't mean I can't be stylish. You can still be very comfortable whilst being stylish. It's just about choosing clothes and fabrics that are comfortable to you. So adding new things in each season, what I would recommend, because we all have old and new wardrobes. Like, I don't think anybody apart from maybe a 15 or 20 year old has just a new wardrobe where it's all new season. Most of us have stuff from the past plus things from this current season. It's just adding a piece or two that really speak to you. I always think that's something that's important, that when you're looking around at current fashions, don't just pick up anything, or just don't think, well, everybody else has got it, I need to wear this. This is where it's like, what are the things I love from the current trends, and just choose those pieces. What are the, you know, parts of the current trends that really work for you as well? Because something might be a current trend, but it may not work so well for you. So in the end, that's not going to be something that's going to stay in your wardrobe. Instead, what we're looking for is the cuts and colors and styles that really speak to us. And then when we bring them in, we can integrate them into our wardrobe along with what we already own. Hopefully those are some ideas you can think about. Thank you so much for your questions. And of course, if you want to define your style, head over to my 7 Steps to Style program and you can jump on board that. And of course, too, that also comes with Evolve Your Style as well. So my 31-day style challenge, or you can just start with the style challenge, see how you go, and just push yourself out of your comfort zone a little bit every day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.